Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
And we are back on Hardline and loving the patriotic music. I thought that was appropriate given the nature of what we're talking about. We're talking about Congress and the People's House and all of those fine ideals we hold as Americans. And I think sometimes, Beth, we forget about that because politics can be such a down and dirty game.
Exactly. We do forget about that. And you know what? That's really why that I'm running for Congress. It comes down to one word, love. I love my family and I love our country and freedom and liberty. I love it and I don't want to see it eroded.
Do you think that's enough in today's day and age, though, Beth? Is it almost too idealistic, I guess?
No, I don't think so. You know why? Because it's bringing the passion. Because when you love your country as much as I do, and I love freedom, and I know that there's been so many people in our history that have died for the freedom that we enjoy, that it's bringing a passion to continue getting up every day and fighting for what I believe in. So,
now, as I mentioned, we have the text line open, and of course the phone lines are open. And somebody wrote in and said they're concerned about you taking votes away from Chris Jacobs, thereby ensuring that Nate McMurray wins. What's your response to that?
Well, that's just an incorrect statement because I'm not in that election. So hopefully all the listeners will understand that we have decided not to run in the special election because we don't want to split the vote. So Chris Jacobs is running against Nate McMurray, and then there is the Libertarian candidate, also Duane Whitmer, that are running in the special election. I am not on the ballot on April 28th. I am going to be running in the Republican primary on June 23rd. So there will be no votes taken away from anybody. It will be myself, Chris Jacobs, and Stefan Mihailu in the primary on June 23rd.
What did you think? Now, you talked about the impact of President Trump's qualified endorsement of Chris Jacobs this past Tuesday.
Right.
And Jacobs can no longer be tagged as a never-Trumper. Does that concern you?
It doesn't concern me because that's just what the narrative and the spin that they're putting on it. You can take a look at, you can Google and see what's on YouTube, and people can make their own decision whether or not he's a never-Trumper. I don't say that. That hasn't been anything that I've ever said. I know that there's other candidates that have said that. So I don't know. I have no idea what he did when he went into the voting booth. I really don't. But I do know that he did not come out and support the president. He didn't support the president financially. And in that video that is on YouTube, when he was asked, he did not give an answer.
Tony from Clarence joins us on the line right now. Good morning, Tony. You're on with Beth Paroletto.
Yeah. Are you a real Republican conservative?
I'm sorry, I didn't hear the question.
Are you a real Republican conservative?
Yes, I've been a registered Republican since I was 18 years old, and I'm now 52. So I have never swayed from that. And yes, I am a conservative, meaning I am a fiscal conservative, and I'm also a social conservative, meaning protecting the Constitution, Second Amendment. I'm pro-life, 100% pro-life from conception. So that's why I consider myself a true conservative.
Well, then, if you're a true conservative, how can you stomach the fact that this president has added $1.5 trillion to our national debt?
Yeah, well, you know, I'm not happy with the
$1.5 trillion.
I'm going to tell you, I am not happy with the national debt. Our national debt is $23 trillion. I think that that's a number that people aren't even comprehending. Our Congress has a spending problem, and it's on both sides of the aisle. It is the Republicans, those moderate Republicans. It's the Democrats. They're spending, 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 and we've got to stop it.
Yeah. Are you aware of the fact that there are 400 bills sitting in the Senate, many that go talk about fiscal matters that Moscow Mitch has never allowed to be brought to the floor? Are you aware of that as a congresswoman? You would be facing the same problem and discuss that the current Congress faces, because the bills that they pass sit there on a desk and get no treatment from this guy, Mitch, or Moscow Mitch.
Yes, I am aware that there's bills that don't get out of committee. Absolutely. I think that we have the committee, ma'am.
They're out of committee, but they're not going to be brought up in the Senate.
Right. Well, so
well,
I'm
that's not the same.
Tony, give Beth a chance to answer the question.
Let her answer the question,
Tony. Just take a breath, please.
Okay. So yes, thank you for the question. And so I am running for a House position, as you know. I'm not running for state Senate or for U.S. Senate. I think that there is absolutely a swamp in Washington, and there's also a swamp right.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Here in Albany and what's going on in our state. I think we can attribute that to career politicians that want to go to Albany and want to go to Washington to build their political futures. And when you are concerned with always getting reelected, and when you're concerned with continuing to build your political future, then you're not serving the people. You're not doing what your constituents want you to do. That's why I'm in this race. I'm digging in my heels as a candidate that's against the career politicians because they stop serving the people. You and I, the voters.
Yeah, Beth, how are you going to prevent the Russians from being involved in our 2020 election when our president invites the Russians to come in?
Well, I, Tony, I disagree with that. So we're going to have to agree to disagree, very respectfully. But I disagree that the Russians are being involved in our 2020 elections. I think that that's a lot of fake news.
Tony, thanks for the call. Beth, before the 10:30 break, I want to talk to you about what some of the recurring themes were when we talked with both Chris Jacobs and Nate McMurray over the past couple of weeks when they were in studio. Two of the biggest issues they talked about were healthcare and jobs in NY27. Because I asked them specifically, what do you hear when you're knocking on people's doors in that vast area that you look to represent? And when you're in front of groups of people, what are some of the top concerns you're hearing?
Mm-hmm. So I'm hearing about healthcare, yes. I'm hearing mostly about the cost of prescription drugs. So I have always been a proponent of repealing and replacing Obamacare. I remember back when Obamacare first took effect after January 1st, I received a letter because I'm self-employed. I'm an attorney. And so I don't have an employer that paid my health care. We paid it out of pocket. And I received a letter that said, due to the inaction of the Affordable Care Act, your premium is now going up $800 a month. Now, $800 a month, I had a kid in college at the time, and I had two kids that were still in school at Christian Central Academy, which was a private school. I lost my mind. You know, those of us who are middle class Americans that really are living paycheck to paycheck, we can't afford things like that. So we have to address the cost of healthcare in our nation. We have to address the cost of prescription drugs. You talked about jobs. I'm going to tell you, I'm not hearing that as much. And I'm out in the district every single day. People are happy with the economy. The economy is booming under President Trump. People's 401ks are increasing. Their pensions are increasing. You know, anything that they're going out to dinner again. They're buying dessert because people have money in their pocket. So I think that we need to continue that. We have got to continue what's going on in the economy.
What specifically would you do, Beth, to help people with those health care? Because even personally, I'm paying such high co-pays, and every time I turn around, I'm getting another bill. It just, you feel like you're paying more into the system and getting less back. And sometimes, I said to a colleague the other day, I feel like I work just to pay medical bills.
I know, exactly.
And there are people who are in far worse shape with much larger families. Tell me specifically, what can you do as a conservative in Washington?
Well, I think that we have to have more choice. We don't have a lot of choice. And I think that that's going to drive the prices down when we bring it to the market. And I also think that we should be able to have it between states, like interstate. So maybe there's going to be a better plan in Pennsylvania or Ohio that's going to be able to cover us. But I think we need competition. So competition is going to drive the prices down. We have to have competition. We don't have it here. We're stuck. We have about three plans we could pick from, and that's about it.
Now, you live in the district of NY 27, right? And have for many years.
52.
So your entire life you've lived in NY 27. Is this something that you've had your eye on for a while? Because as we talked about earlier in the show, you sort of came out of nowhere.
I did not have my eye on it at all. I was actually approached by people when it was apparent that we were going to be having an open seat in Congress. Because I'm so active in the conservative movement nationally, people approached me and said, this is something you need to look at. And I said, are you crazy? I mean, I thought that they were insane. And then as the months went by, and I really was starting to go down to D.C., talking to a lot of the women's groups that were looking to find viable female candidates that are true conservatives to get them elected to Congress, since we only have 13, three are retiring, we're down to 10. Just because, I don't think that you are going to vote for anybody based on identity politics. I'm not about identity politics at all. But I think that we have to be able to have a seat at the table. We need to counter what's going on from the left. When you have 90 progressive liberal women that are running that party, who's countering that? We've got to stand up and counter what's going on.
Well, you're obviously not A-OK with AOC, right?
I am not A-OK with AOC.
We'll talk about that after the break. We're going to go to the news right now with Alan Harris at the WBEN Newsroom.
Democratic presidential candidate Mike Bloomberg says he is willing to release at least three women from non-disclosure agreements that prevented them from speaking publicly about sexual harassment or discrimination suits that had been filed against him. Dozens of lawsuits have been filed against his company over the past three decades. Bloomberg says his company has identified three agreements that address complaints about comments the woman said he had made. Bloomberg says he'll release the women from their non-disclosure agreements if they want to talk about the allegations. First alert forecast for today. Expect plenty of sunshine, the high 46. Tonight, cloudy, low about 37. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy and mild, a high of 45. Then on Tuesday, we got some rain with a high of 42. Right now, mostly cloudy, 43 degrees. I'm Alan Harris, News Radio 930 WBEN.
If you came across a child struggling with hunger, how would you recognize them? By their clothes, their age, the way they speak? Would you recognize a 13-year-old boy who gets into fights at school,
not because he's a boy, but because he's hungry?
Or a 2-year-old girl who cries all night, not because she's sick,
but because she went to bed without enough to eat?
Or maybe a 9-year-old boy who hopes a friend invites him to a sleepover,
not for fun, just so he can have dinner?
Or a 15-year-old girl who goes for walks over lunch,
so her friends won't know she doesn't have anything to eat?
I am the 1 in 7 American children who struggle with hunger. Kids you pass by every day but never knew were hungry. I am Child Hunger in America.
Hunger can be hard to recognize. Learn why at IamHungerInAmerica.org. Brought to you by Feeding America, 200 Food Banks Strong.
Homeowners, is your heat not working quite right? Are there strange noises coming from your furnace or your boiler? Now, you think something may be wrong, but you just don't want to deal with any furnace or boiler issues right now, correct? Each day you delay could cost you more in repairs. So Scott Murray, the president of Reimer Home Services, called me and insisted that I run this offer. Here it is. You can get your furnace or boiler checked out right now for only $19. It's Reimer's $19 checkup. Now, the service normally is $99, and they'll send someone out today.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.